A reading from Paul's epistle to the Romans, beginning in the 6th chapter and the 7th chapter and the 21st verse. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Well, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. This is our story, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. It's a little bit weird for me to sit, but we have a good reason. So we are in our second week of 3 weeks of hearing from you guys. Instead of me or a priest preaching, we want to hear what Jesus is doing in our community. And so I'm going to invite my friend Roderick up to sit with me while I share a little story. So I introduced that we were going to be doing this a couple weeks ago. And Roderick told me afterwards he could barely stay in his seat. Because that was a special anniversary for him. So we're going to get to that. But this is Roderick. He's been at this church a lot longer than I have. And we get to hear what God's been doing in his life. So tell me what was so special about a couple weeks ago when I was sharing.
Well, good morning, everybody. I was just sitting in the back there itching to get up and say something, but I controlled myself. yeah, I can get up and share. It's 4 years of sobriety.
Wow.
That day. And I'm not putting them down, but without any AA or any counselor, the Lord was my counselor. Mm-hmm. And he has kept me free from that disease and that evil way of thinking. Wow. He's changed me.
Yeah. Wow. That's so beautiful. Do you want to talk a bit about what happened 4 years ago that helped instigate that change?
Well, I'll try to be short. because I wasn't taking care of myself properly, drinking far too much beer, being an ornery old man, I got a sepsis germ in my belly, and it was big. And it went to my lungs, then it went to my heart, then it went to my brain, so vis-a-vis a stroke. Well, when I first went to the hospital, the doctor says to Jane, "I'm not sure we can bring this guy back." Oh, hey God, what's going on here? Started praying. And so him saying, "I don't think we can bring this guy back," okay, over to ICU. The next nurse that came to me, I don't want to dwell on this, but it's a fact. She came up to me, she put her hands on my chest, looked me straight in the face and said, "I'm going to be your angel for a while." Oh, cool. Boom. I'm unconscious. So many days went by, in my estimation, many days. But the doctors said, "We need to pull the plug here. He's dead." Well, I wasn't dead. The Spirit of the Lord was still there. And after them trying to get Jane to pull the plug, the power of prayer works. This is what I'm here to say, is that your prayers, I am so grateful for. Jesus has a place in your heart where you have a place for others in your heart. And with your simple prayers, I am changed, like 180 degrees, and life is better. And it's a miracle. It really is a modern day miracle for me and Jane and my family. And I want to express my gratitude to all of you, because Jesus was in control to the point where when the family came in the morning, expecting me to be flat on my back, no, I'm sitting up eating a yogurt with a grin on my face. "Hey, it's great to see you. Why am I here?" Mm-hmm. I was definitely changed. Mm.
That's beautiful. So some of us have heard that story before.
Right.
And we are never going to get tired of hearing it, okay? How about every year? All right? So we wanted to start there and just celebrate those 4 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't take them for granted.
No.
And we don't take tomorrow for granted either.
No.
So we want to keep celebrating that. And it's a privilege for us to have been part of your story just by praying. That God would be so gracious to let us participate in what he was doing in your heart. And so we'll continue to pray for you. Can you share what's happened more recently?
Well, there's another miracle, and that involves my right eye, where I was pretty much blind in it for 40 years. And a miracle of science today, the use of computers and the spirit that is in the heart of all of the workers, of the, right from the secretary through the technicians and the hospital members, they're all first responders in my life. Because now I can see in this eye. Wow. And that's a modern miracle. Mm-hmm. Because it was, at least I have to, and I believe that it's a miracle of change that Jesus wanted to put in my life to help me, to just help me. I can't say for what or why, but I know it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because 40 years of blindness, you don't tell your customer you're a one-eyed carpenter. It doesn't work.
Kept that to yourself.
So I'm so grateful for your prayers. And what Jesus has done in our lives is just so amazing. I mean, I've come, the cancer got a hold of me, and it really got a hold of me before Christmas. I had gone down from 230 pounds to 152 pounds. Well, through the miracle that Jesus is working in my life, I'm now back at 180. Why? Because the doctors nailed the right medicine and had enough concern that my oncologist was, he was quite afraid that the medicine wouldn't work. You know, like, this doesn't work for a lot of people. I'm hesitant to give it to you. Well, from January, when we first applied to get this medicine, because it's not actually approved yet, it's a test drug in Canada, approved in the States. I think I just jumped the tracks.
That's okay, yeah. So in January, you had a conversation about this drug?
This is part of the stroke, dumping the tracks. So January, the doctor started applying, and it was March 24th when I got the medicine. And you've seen me change from coming in here looking a bit like a skeleton on a walker and, you know, barely able to do anything. Needed help to get dressed, la-di-da-di. But now, praise the Lord, look at me. I'm just absolutely astounded at the change that has taken place because, thankfully, your prayers work. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put it up into one sentence. Stunningly, indescribable joy from Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's my testimony.
That's beautiful. I think people who have been in your life for a long time would say...
Oh, and excuse me, I've got to interrupt.
Yeah, this is worth interrupting.
Don't think I forgot my wife. I didn't. It's just, Jane has been so special.
Yeah.
And so encouraging that I couldn't have done it without her, and without Jesus, and without you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. We have just been privileged as a church to see the last 6 months and how much better you're doing since January, and we have been praying fiercely for you. And I wanted to point out, just the people who have been walking with you for longer have also gotten to see some heart change in you. Mm-hmm. And you do exude joy and give the glory to God, and that is a gift to our community. The other thing I want to point out in the way that you share is you are so good at catching that Jesus works through people and through medicine and through science.
Yeah.
And I want to celebrate that, especially in light of last week, we were talking about all these university students who are brave enough to study science, even when it's hard. And those are the kind of people that Jesus uses to help Roderick's. Nice. And so I just felt that I wanted to pass along that encouragement as well through you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my notes. Was there anything else that you wanted to share? We made sure we thanked Jane. We thanked Jesus. We thanked you all for praying.
I'm going to give you a challenge. How about that?
There we go.
When I take the dog for a walk, there's people going to and fro. And if somebody says to me, what a lovely day, what a nice day, slam dunk for the word. And that is, well, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. Mm-hmm. And you either get a good response, I don't know, or turn turtle and he runs. And it happens. And that person, see them again, oh no, they'll go around me because they do not want to talk. And because they know I love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful slam dunk for conversation. Mm-hmm. And they start the conversation. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a wonderful day. Yeah, it is. Let's thank the Lord.
Mm, it's beautiful. I'm just thinking about you were, throughout the last 6 months, you've been telling me the numbers of, I walked this far. Oh, and now yes. I can picture you praising Jesus on your walks.
Well, yeah, that's right. Every stone that I come across. It's a bumpy road that I walk. Yeah. It's been a bumpy road, but I'm here and I'm happy and I'm healthier.
Yeah.
Healthy plus, but healthier.
So, that's beautiful. So on that note, Jeffrey, I forgot to give you a heads up, but could you come and pray for Roderick with us? If you're comfortable, it's part of our tradition that you would put your hand out as an expression of affirming what Jeffrey's praying over Roderick.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Yeah.
As I said, I was itching a couple of weeks ago to get up. But it wouldn't have been in the right context.
I would ask Peter to come and join me.
Mm-hmm. Should we stand?
No.
You're all right.
Because Peter's been a part of this journey as well. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, Peter is also an Anglican minister, sort of retired, aren't we?
On a pause.
On a pause, yes. And so let us bow our heads as we pray. I'll pray first and then Peter. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this very authentic story, this very real, heartwarming story, this testimony that our brother Roderick has shared with us this morning. We take to heart the words that he has spoken. We thank you for your healing grace in his life. And we pray for continued healing and for continued close walk with you for Roderick. And so we ask your blessing upon him. And we ask your blessing upon Jane, that Roderick and Jane's life together would be a wonderful example of what it means to be disciples, followers of yours. In your name we pray and thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Lord God, if we had a before and after picture of Roderick, before being 5-6 months ago and after being today, the two are almost not even comparable to each other. And we all saw the ghost-like figure that Roderick had become. And we all worried, and we all fretted, but we all prayed. And Lord, you have honored those prayers through your gift to physicians and all who have had responsibility for care, but also those brothers and sisters in Christ of this Christian family. So we give you thanks for this body, and we give you thanks for Roderick and for the transformation that has occurred in his life. We pray, Lord, that continue, and that a robust and abundant life be present in him always, and that he be that living example of your love, your grace, your mercy, and your presence through the Spirit in each and every one of us, and especially powerful in this witness of yours, Roderick. Thank you, Jesus. We pray in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do need to add one thing.
Okay.
And that it's kind of funny. And that is, you asked me about, jump in the trash, can't remember your words, but on the walks, I was not able to walk more than 1,000 feet and hope that I could get back to the vehicle when walking my dog. And then when this medicine, the new medicine, Burskinza, weird name, started to kick in, I was determined, okay, I know where the 1 kilometer marker is. I'm going to try and get there today. And I'm walking, one step at a time, one step at a time. Hey, it's just around the corner. Great, I made it. All right, made a clump. Now you got to get back. Okay, so that's 2-kilometer walk. Well, I said to myself that week, I can't justify coming to church with a walker. Be a bit hypocritical, wouldn't it? If you can go 2 kilometers, I don't need that thing. Put it aside. And I just feel so thankful
That's
to
great.
All of you.
That's great. Thanks, Father.